Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olambulela ku Studio 7 ngesonto mhla ka 13 kuLwezi 2022 ngoKeep Stube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Yebo uphiwe imota ye-Mercedes Benz eyokuthi asebenzise AFEMED.
Umkhokheli webandla eliphikisayo uMnumzana Douglas Monzora wanikwa ipulazi lezimota nguhulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa.
Abantu laba bagoqela ubaba uStrike Nkandla, ubaba uMatthew Sibanda, ubaba uKim Kala, nomama uMildred Mkandla.
Kuyaxozela okumangalisayo kubandla lezaphu osekuxotshwe amalunga ucatshakelwa ukuba badonsela ibandla leli egangeni.
Abantu bacina bezie ukuthi kambe leyo bekungumcimbi oqondileyo kumbe bekungumcimbi wokuthi i-political party i-ZANU-PF yezokhwezilisa igama layo.
Babambe wangaphansi abantu kulandela okwenziwe iziphathamandla zikahulumende ezithenge idlaladeli kaSandra Ndebele elitsha ngemali edlula kancane inkulungwane ezimbili zamadola eMelika. Zalethulela ezamasiko ezabatsha lezokholo lwesiKristu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Umkhokeli webandla eliphikisayo LMDCT uMnumzana Douglas Monzora kubikwa ukuba wanikwa ipulazi lezimota nguhulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. UMonzola laye utshele umsakazi weStudio 7 ukuba uliselesikhathi wathola ipulazi esabeleni seMatanikaland. Uthe wanikwa imota nguhulumende esanda kuba ngumkhokheli webandla ngumkhokheli wamabandla aphikisayo kudala lephalamende. UMnumzana Witness Dube ophethe uhlangothi olubona ngokwethulwa kwembiko ku-MDCT uthi akumangalisi ukuthi uMonzola ule pulazi njalo wanikwa imota nguhulumende.
Mayelana neplazi, ubaba uMonzora uneplazi ali-aplayela kuhulumende ngomnyaka ka-1998, ibandla le-MDC lingakabi khona. Walithola ngawo lowo mnyaka ka-1988 lelo plazi eNyanga. Qalisa ukulima kilo izimvu ngawo lowo mnyaka ka-1988. Ngiyakhumbula ngomnyaka ka-2014 wayefuna laye ukuthi kuCongress abise amaparishi lalokuyana ayekukhipha eplazini lakhe. Njalo sorike laba neminye imisebenzi efana nokuyenjiwa kwegolide khona lapho kulelo plazi. So liplazi elidala aba lalo 1 year ibandla le-MDC lingakabi khona. So lokho kuthiwa ulithole khathesi akusile iqiniso, abakwazi ukudingisisa bangadingisisa bazakuthola ukuthi kunjengoba kunjalo liplaza asebelalo kusukela ngomnyaka ka-1998. Kanti njalo ibandla lathatha isinqumo ngo-2014 esokuthi umuntu lo muntu uyakwanisa ukuthi a-aplayele umhlaba alime. Yikho libona obakunyube uprofesa Osman Nyube bangabalimi, ubakuthwangirayo ngokwakhe wathi bhubha wayesengumlimi. Emoteni lapha yebo uphiwe imota ye-Mercedes Benz eyokuthi asebenzise AFEMED. Njalo lapho eyiphiwa kayisuke owokuqala ukuthi aphiwe leyo mota ku-opposition. Ubaba uGibson Sibanda wayengu-leader of the opposition, wayehola njengominista, wayephiwa zonke izicoco zikaminista. Umama uThokozani Kuphe ngo-2013 nguye owaba yi-official leader of the opposition. Lesi sicoco siphiwa umuntu oyabe eyisinya kubandla eliphikisayo njalo esephalamende. Yikho lalingaphiwa ubaba uTsvangirai ngoba wayephandle. Kwaphiwa umama uKuphe, waphiwa imota e-Land Rover Discovery 4 abafuna i-registration AEI 1831 ayiphiwa phezu kwemota yokuba lilunga lehlale lephalamende. Waphiwa njalo i-diplomatic passport yokuhambisa njenge-official leader of the opposition. Abanye bengakaphiwa. Wayekhona njengominista, wayelo-driver njengominista, wayelo-aide njengominista. So ubaba uMonzora ungena nje kulesi sikhundla uhamba lapho obekuvele kuhamba wonke ama-official leaders of the opposition okwakhe sokuphezulu ke ngoba kasakhokheli i-MDC alliance kuphela eyiyo elamalunga edale ephalamende amaningi usekhokhela nayo i-CCC.
Umnumzana Witness Dube uphethe uhlangothi olubona ngokwethula kwemibiko kubandla le-MTCT asenelisanga ukukhuluma ngodaba lolu leziphathamandla zikahulumende kanye labanye bakumabandla aphikisayo. Uyaxokozela okumangalisayo kubandla lezaphu osekuxotshwe amalunga okucatshangelwa ukuba adonsela ibandla leli egangeni. UMnumzana Msongelwane Ndlovu, isikhulumeli sebandla leli, uthi abantu laba babevele bephikisa ubukhokheli bukaMnumzana Sibangelizwe Nkomo kungakenziwa umhlangano omkhulu weCongress koBulawayo. UNdlovu uthi bangeke besebenze labantu abaphikisa konke okwenziwa libandla lezaphu.
Akula muntu oxotshiwe, abantu bazixotshe bodwa. Ngifuna abantu bakunanzelele lokho ukuthi bazixotshe bodwa ngabantu abaphambuka endleleni bakhethe yabo indlela. Abantu laba bagoqela ubaba uStrike Mkandla, ubaba uMatthew Sibanda, ubaba uKim Nkala nomama uMildred Mkandla.
Benzeni okungenza ukuthi bezixothe kubandla lezaphu?
I-constitution yethu yezaphu ayivumeli ilunga lebandla ukuthi lihambise ibandla e-court. Bahambisa ibandla e-court sisiya ku-Congress. Sakhomisana umlotha, sathi siphendukile i-Congress yaqhubeka, beyibo abaphethe umsebenzi we-Congress. Bathi sebenqotshiwe babuyela njalo e-port bephikisa impumela ye-Congress. Abadala bahlala labo phansi, bakhulumisana labo, sakhulumisana umlota njalo, bathi sokwedlule. Ujikijiki kwaba lezikhundla ezinye sokuhamba emhlabeni u-national chairman ubaba uMbayiwa lo treasurer se-resignile. Babuya futhi banyintisa kulezo zikhundla, badliwa. Babuyela futhi e-court. Recently, babuye bacitha umhlangano owe-National Executive koBulawayo. Bedinga abantu babathengela utshwala, bazobuya bazotshengisela lapha athi sihlangene khona, sibuthene silungise indaba zephathi. Khathesi babhizi bahamba emaphandleni, bethatha abantu bezaphu, bethi bona balungiselela ukusungula inhlanganiso. Yikho kwenze inkokheli zezaphu from presidency zahlala phansi zarecommenda ukuthi hayi kungcono sehlukane la. I-presidency yasithatha udaba yalisa ku-National Executive Committee. I-National Executive Committee yavumelana la. Namhlanje siphuma ku-National People's Council, which is the highest decision making body between Congresses, layo isivumelane lakho ukuthi sehlukane.
UMnumzana Msongelwane Ndlovu, isikhulumeli sebandla lezaphu, sixoxela ese-Johannesburg kwele South Africa. Siphinde saxoxa ngodaba lolu loMnumzana Ernest Ndlovu, omunye owaphikisa ubukhokheli bukaNkomo othi laye usexotshiwe kubandla leli.
Ukuxokozela kubandla kuba khona ngoba bakhona abavele abamiye ngabathi kanje njengomfakankomo uzathola isapoti enkulu kakhulu, nakwenza wangena wayithola le sapoti ukuthi khona ungumntaka Joshua Nkomo owayeyimongameli yezaphu ngesikhathi se-liberation struggle up to the time ezizingele kuyimithi zezanephiwe. So wangena but simbonisa ukuthi ndoda lokho okwenzileyo siyo democracy ngoba izaphu kayisiyo yelisa. Kumele ukuthi kungene ima-structures, ikhule ima-structures, then wazi ukuthi thina uyaphila kuma-structures, uyabonakala ukuthi bokukhokheli bantu bazakukhetha, but abanye bamiyenza wangena, yikho saphikisana nakho. Hayi, sakubona ukuthi hayi njengoba abantu abanye beyenelile wangena, akulani, kodwa sizabe siyoke simbonise ukuthi ungeneke ngeke emthethweni. Nakaphethile ngekhuluma baningi abantu asebebonile ukuthi ubukhokheli bakhe kabuyisiza kakhulu.
Ndawo sebelixothile kumbe kuhamba njani wena ngokuzo kwakho?
ukuthi xotha ubona kwimidiya le-social media ukuthi uthi yena nesikhulumeli sakhe naye nxa ekhuluma uthi sebesixothile ngoba kukhanya sifuna ukufoma enye iphathi. Enye iphathi le yathi sifuna ukuyifoma akwazi ukuthi umuntu uthethe ngathi yi-propaganda yamanga le afuna ukuthi khona asigedreze kwaba abadala abathele bekhona kuzaphu kwenzela ukuthi ayenze intando yakhe nephathi yezaphu kumbe sefuna ukuthi khona akhulise indlela yelifa ukuthi izaphu ithiyelwane ngokwelifa ingathiyelwane ngento edemokrati.
Umnumzana Ernest Ndlovu ukubandla lezaphu sixoxelaye ekoBulawayo. Babambe owangaphansi abantu kulandela okwenziwe iziphathamandla zikahulumende ezidenge idlalade likaSandra Ndebele elitsha ngemali edlula kancane inkulungwane ezimbili zamadola eMelika. Kubikwa ukuba umnumzana Mthuli Ncube, umphathintambo wezemali, uthenge idlalade likaSandra Ndebele elitsha ngemali efika phose inkulungwane ezilijumi zamadola eMelika, 8,500 United States dollars. Umnumzana Thino Machakaire, umsekelo umphathintambo obona ngezemidlalo, yena ukhokhe amadola azinkulungwane ezilijumi lantathu, 13,000 United States dollars. Kulabanye njalo abadlelana lohulumende abakhokhe imali eningi okumangalisayo. Umnumzana Ambrose Sibindi, okunhlanganiso ye-Progressive Residents Association, ngomunye wababambe owangaphansi ngokwenzakale izolo kusihlwa koBulawayo.
Sizile lapha kule umcimbi lowo okaSandra Ndebele emhlabeni odumileyo owenzakale ngale Trade Fair Ground. Ube ngumcimbi sibilo kulodumo ngesikhathi kuyiwa khona, kodwa-ke bathi abantu sebekhona ngale sebesuka lapho sokukhitha izimali kwakhanya ngathi kulokukhonona. Abantu bayakhonona ukuthi kukhanya ngathi sesiba labantu isilashe lomthuli laba bona abantu abazwayo kupolitics abakhupha imali eziningi. So abantu bacina bezitshe ukuthi kambe leyo bekungumcimbi oqondileyo kumbe bekungumcimbi wokuthi i-political party i-ZANU-PF yezokhwezilisa igama layo. So abantu bayakhonona khona bana abanye sibili hayi uyeza bekhonona. Yikohlala nje sithi ukuthi kwesinye isikhathi kuba kuhle ukuthi nxa sezindele ezikakhulu ezama-artists ezama-sports kuthi la abantu abazwayo kakhulu amapholijeni amakhulu angathi asondele eceleni ngoba angakhanya sezeze kakhulu ikhanda. Abantu bagcina sebeswela bengasakwazi kambe lokhu yikho kumbe ayisikho. So-ke sikhuluma kanti bakhona abantu abakhonona abathi hhayi umcimbi lwana babona ngathi veleyona kungowezanu PF kodwa ubuye nje icathile ngendlela yokuthi kuzolonta i-albhamu.
Kodwa-ke phela lapha Sibindi bayancedisa ngokutsho kwabo, bancedisa-ke abantu abangabomama abaculayo, bancedise futhi la madoda. So akuncedini khonokho?
Yes, ukuncedisa akulantwembi, kodwa phela singakhohlwa ukuthi eZimbabwe abantu abaningi abahluphekileyo sibili abangelani. Silabantu ama-childhood families, silabantu lapha abagogekileyo abafuna uncedo, silabo abantu abadala abangasenelisiyo abanye sibona be-optional izindlu lapho ikhansi bathathele impahla, abantu abathwele nzima abaphila impilo everyday. So sithi thina nxa khona okusenzakala khona abantu abantu phela laba abakhanyele kwesakikho ukuthi nxa usifike ukhanyisa uthutha nisiyathiya emcimbini kuphela kodwa ngapha phansi ungabona. Yikho kusipha abantu ukuthi bancedise omama akulantwembi, ukuthi bancedise ama-artist akulantwembi, kodwa phela abaqale ngapha phansi la abahlupheka kakhulu ngoba abantu ezimbabwe into zinzima.
Umnumzana Ambrose Sibindi, ukunhlanganiso yeBulawayo Progressive Residents Association, sixoxelaye ekoBulawayo. Kuthi-ke umnumzana Nkululeko Innocent Dube okuqembu le-IASA uthi kuhle kakhulu okwenziwe nguMandebele.
Simchayela ihlombe uMandebele ngakwenzileyo, simchayela ihlombe ngokwanelisa ukuphakamisa abantu bepolitiki, aphakamise osomabhizimisi, aphakamise umphakathi wonke, labantu esibe singacabangeli ukuthi bangaza kwaBulawayo bazoxhasa omunye wethu. Kuhle akwenzileyo, siyambongela. Kuhle ukuthi sibone abantu bebuya bezothi gwaqa komunye wethu, kumntwana wethu, bemxhasa, bemtshengisa uthando abalutshengisileyo izolo. Ngimchayela ihlombe ngalokho, ngithi asifundeni kuye sonke, ngithi labanye ababuyayo kabafunde kuye babone ukuthi hayi siyonto eliphupho nje ukuthi singanelisa ukuzidonsa, singanelisa ukubadonsa osomkhulu bethu beze bazosixhasa kulokho kwenzayo. Yikho ngithi hayi ngimtshayela ihlombe uMandebele kulokho.
Baba Dube, ubona ngazani kumele kwenziwe kwabanye yini kumbe abantu babele kube kuchothoza besithi lokho ngokuyinto kwezanupief?
Lapho kulezo mbangazwe khona kumbe ngithi politics kuvele kujayela ukuhlupha kusiya ngokuthi benzeni njalo benzele bani. wawuthola abantu sebedonselana ukuthi into enhle kumbe into embi. Lokho besikukhangelele njengoba nje uSandra ubesethula idlalade lakhe. Kodwa ke ngithi mina nxa bebuye babuya bamxhasa ngandlela bamxhase ngayo, bamupha bamphe khona esikubonileyo esikuzwileyo, kuyinto enhle. Asingabaninelini khatshana ngoba kusasa savuka sikhale futhi sithi kabasenzeli. Sinjalo ke thina abantu ngoba mhlaba engenzanga sizathi thina gabenzi. Mhlaba yenzile sizathi bayenzele uzibani. Asibakhuthazeni ke ukuthi benzele loba ngubani. Nanku uMandebele baqale ngaye, mhlawumbe kabaqali ngaye. Kodwa ke sithi abayenzele labanye kuhle lokho, asingathini into enhle inhle ukuthi yenziwe ngubani. Hayi, ngenye indaba leyo siyakhala ukuthi ama artists ethu kawasekelwa. Nanku omunye wethu sekelwe, kasimxhaseni bese sikhuthaza ukuthi baxhase labanye kusasa.
UMnumzana Nkululeko Innocent Dube ukhokhela iqembu le-IASA, sixoxela ye ekoBulawayo. Zangeni kusigaba esilandelayo, sikhangele izwi lakwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Umongameli Joseph Biden usekudaze amazwe wonke uba alwisane ngamandla kumbe avimbe ukudumala komkhathi. UBiden wethule umbiko lo emhlanganweni omkhulu ohlolisisa isimo somkhathi emhlabeni wonke jikelele wenzelwa kwele Egypt. Lokhu kubikwa ngabezindaba abe-Reuters. Ibandla lamademokrats selenise ukuvimba elama-Republicans uba lithathe izihlalo eziningi kudalo lwe-Senate kulandela ukhetho oluqhutshwe ngeviki epheleleyo. Abezindaba abe-Reuters babika ukuba ama-Democrats aselezihlalo ezingama-25 kuthe lama-Republicans lezihlalo ezingama-40 lasitshiyagalolunye 49. Lokhu kusabalwa amavoti kudale le-House of Representatives. Elibhrithani libika ukuba ele-Russia lifuna ukuba bonke abantwana bangene kubutho. Sike sizwe ezamasiko. Uhlelo lwamasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke, namhla sikhuluma lomnumzana Samuel Mabhena, indoda ke ekathi kona ngale eGadade. Sizwe ukuthi bahambe njani oMabhena. Mabhena, siyakwamukela kuhlelo kwakho.
Hayi, angibonge.
Ye, akusitshele, sizokuthobela ikhola ngale emcimbini weGadade. Akusitshele ngamafutshane.
Yebo, hayi, yesizile. Sizobungaza usuku olukhulu olwamaqhawe esizwe somthwakazi. Khumbula lapho ibutho lembizo lensukamini aphelela khona bezama ukuvikela isizwe somthwakazi ngesikhathi yabelungu sebezohlasela bethatha umhlaba wakhe. Bekukuhle kakhulu ngempela, ende kuyathokozisa ukubona ukuthi abantu bakithi baya kancane kancane bayananzelela ukuthi kubalulekile ukuthi sizazi ubuzwe bethu nokuthi singobani, siqhamuka kuphi, singumthwakazi, singamahlabeni.
Ye, kuqakatheke kanganani ukuthi liye emcimbini onje?
Kothi kubaluleke kakhulu ukuthi imicimbi enje ibungazwe ngesizathu sokuthi siyisizwe somthwakazi. Sesilahlekile iminyaka leminyaka ngenxa yokuthi abelungu babevele befuna kube njalo, ukuthi singazizazi ubuyithi bethu nokuthi singo bani siyathi isizwe esingalamasiko aso asifile. So kubalulekile kakhulu ebantwini bakithi ukuthi babekwazi ukuthini, ukuthi babungaze bahlanganele emcimbini enjengayenake esizwe somthwakazi.
Singathi-ke ubuntu bamaNdebele libuveza njani nxa kule mcimbi enye?
Ubuntu bethu sibuveza owakuqala, sibuveza ngokuthi sigqoke imvunulo yethu yesintu siyisizwe, ukuthi vele thina as Africans sasuka salahlekelwa yikuthi sicabange ukuthi imvunulo eqondileyo ngiyabelungu. Bese kuthi thina singumthwakazi ngenxa yokuthi isizwe sethu samane salahleka kakhulu, bese singasakwazi ukuthi vele imvunulo yethu yiphi. Kuqakathekile ukuthi siziveze, sizibonise ukuthi kona hayi thina njengesizwe samthwakazi sigqoka kanje, sigqoke imvunulo yethu yesintu okwakuqala. Okwesibili yikuthi sizibuthe, sibekwazi ukuthi vele isizwe sethu njengomthwakazi sadatshulwa ngenhlonipho, siyisizwe esilenhlonipho ukwazi ubuntu bethu. sihlanganisela namasiko ethu kuqhubeka sikwekwazi ukuthi umuntu uyahlonipha omunye umuntu esizweni somthwakazi.
Qiba ngamafitshane khonapho-ke baba Mapena.
Engingakutho siyisizwe somthwakazi, sengitsho nje nabanye lezinye izizwe singama-Afrika, ukuthi kubalulekile bantu bakithi singama-Afrika nathi bantu bomthwakazi ukuthi sivuselele okwakithi, ngoba okwakithi sokwalahleka kakhulu. Njalo sivuse umthwakazi, qhubeka njalo sisithi vuka mthwakazi size, sokuyisikhathi sokuthi uzithole azibuye emasisweni.
Ye, lapha-ke besixoxa lo mnumzana Samuel Mapena, ingcwethi kwezamasiko esintu, ube khona ngale ke emcimbini wegadade. Sibonge kakhulu ungadinelwa kusasa Mfoko Mapena.
Angibonge qhawe lakithi.
Ye, ngile themba lokuthi siyahlangana singabaphilileyo njalo ngeviki ezayo. Nanku esilethulele khona namhla kusigaba sokholo lwesiKristu.
Siyahlangana kuhlelo vuselela umoya. Igama nguNtungamile Nkomo. Lamhlanje sixoxa lohlaziya ezokholo kanye lezamasiko umnumzana Vusani Sibanda.
Sibonge babuNkomo labalaleli. Namhlanje into esiphathele yona ijule nje ngendlela eyisimanga. Sizathanda ukubheka ukuthi nga inkolo lesiko kuyangenelana na. Bantu bakithi abahle sizobheka kade kudala emuva. Inkosi zethu bezihola isizwe, zile sangoma sezwe, labaphuphi bezwe, labahlaziya amaphupho, lo mprofethi igogo lesizwe o imboni yakwantu. Yini imboni, yini igogo? Ngumprofethi ophathiswa isibane wezwe, oboniswa, ophiwa indaba zezwe. Nguye umprofethi obeyigayida yenkosi. Isizwe besingathathi istephu singazange sazi ukuthi umprofethi uthini, o imboni igogo lesilithini. Uthola ukuthi umprofethi uyaboniswa ukuthi ke kule nto enje ezayo, ukuze sikwazi ukuyivika le nto, bonke lwesithathu abantu abamazile bengayi emasimini bengathini, bahlale nje phansi. Umprofethi udlulisele enkosini, inkosi yenza imbizo idlulisele esizweni. Le nto ibisiba lisiko, ihambisa isiba lisiko ngolwesithathu asisebenzi. Isiko lethu lithi ngolwesithathu asisebenzi. So sekulisiko. Sometimes inkosi umprofethi aboniswe kusazoba le ndlala esingazi ukuthi uyophelela kuphi ngoba kunzima, but abonise ukuthi abantu abahambe beendaweni zamalinda lakho njelele bayocela every year, bayoshweleza bacela izulu benze 1, 2, 3 ngobuntu babo. Inkosi idlulisele isizwe. Isizwe si-adapta lelokhu sokusiba lisiko, isiko lethu. Isiko kube kuyindlela umdali akhomuniketha ngayo lesizwe through imboni zakwantu. Ngoba uNkulunkulu kakhulumi lawo wonke umuntu, kuba lalo omkhethayo akhuluma naye. Lo okhethiwe ube dlulisela inkosi, inkosi idlulisela isizwe, sokusiba lisiko. Isiko bantu bakithi yindlela yethu yokuphila ebesiphiwa ngumdali, ebesikhalaza ngayo kumdali, ebesishweleza ngayo into zilunga, yindlela yethu. Isiko sodemoniki. Izizwe lezizwe zilamasiko azo, zilendlela yazo umdali obezi ezambula ngayo kuzo lezo zizwe. Amasiko ethu angeke afanane lamaJews, amasiko ethu angeke afanane lama-Arabs. Labo banamasiko abo. Umdali bezambula kusizwe ngesizwe through igogo o imboni umprofethi waleso sizwe, azambule ukuthi makunjenzani kanje. Le nto ibisiba yisiko lesizwe. Isiko libuya kumdali, libuya kuNkulunkulu. Isizwe esilahla amasiko sifile, uNkulunkulu sifulathele leso sizwe. That's why Africa sinje silahlile amasiko ethu abesigayida, abesikhuza, abesibonisa indlela, abesixhumanisa lo mdali. That's why namhlanje siyibhega yezinye izizwe. Namhlanje siyakhala, kwenze njani? Siyalamba, imvula kayinethi, siyakhala, uNkulunkulu kasiboni, siyisigqila zezinye inhlanga. Inkinga silahle amasiko ethu, indlela uNkulunkulu obekhuluma nathi through imboni zakhe to guide us. Isizwe sikulahlile konke lokho. Inkosi zamandulo bezingamuvi singazange zabuza ukuthi uNkulunkulu uthini, zibuza umprofeti. Ubesebenzisa leli siko indlela abonisa umprofeti wakhe imboni. Imboni ibonisa idlulisele inkosi, inkosi ibisidlulisele isizwe. Leyo protokholu siyilahlile. Siyilahlile. That's why izweni kunje. Sithi siyamkhonza umdali, silandela umdali, kodwa silahlele indlela. Sibonge. Mdali, uNkulunkulu okhokho, sixolele nino nto zonke. Konke lokhu sikulahlile, sicela intethelelo njalo. Sikhuleka sithi Zulu.
Lolo bekuluhlelo fuselela umoya sixoxa lohlaziya ezokholo lezamasiko umnumzana Busani Sibanda. Tiyani indlebe kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Lilami uNtungami Linkomo.
Siyabonga kakhulu uNtungami Linkomo. Wezemidlalo izamiso yonke imidlalo yeCasilaga Premier Soccer League eZimbabwe ngesikhathi kulungiselelwa imidlalo yenkezo yeWorld Cup kwele Qatar. Imidlalo yeWorld Cup iqala kunsukwana ezilandelayo. Kulamaqembu amahlanu amele izwekazi leAfrika kumncintiswano lo. Silokhu sikwezemidlalo uMayfield indodana kaMqeqeqi osowadlula emhlabeni uBerry Daga ugijimisa iphupho elokungenisa iqembu abaliqale belomoyi uRichard Choruma kusigaba sika Division 1.
Udaba uthi iqembu lenzilikazi baliqale ngemva kokunanzelela ukuba abadlali bomdlalo wenguquba neyi kakhulu emalokitshini abalisa emzilikazi emakhokhoba Papa Fields kanye lenguwenja njalo abanye babo bagcina beswele amaqembu okudlalela.
Today we development yabafana abalama 16 years going up. I give them a chance ukuthi bezikhulise ebhoreni, especially nxa befuna ukwenza ibhora as a profession. Our club currently is on the top of the log, Division 2. Gathesi into esikhangeleleyo ukuthi siwini promotion to Division 1. Kuyabe kuyi first time for 18 years likazi ukuthi promote to Division 1. Because a lot of players as emzilikazi makhokhoba kubenja zijale ukudlalela ama-teams owayilendazo. UZimbabwe Saints, Chicken Wing, Ublaya Chiefs, but our players maningi kakhulu, especially emzilikazi. So what even those abangakwaniyo ngale bezodlala ngapha.
Udaka uthi ngaphandle kokupha abadlali ithuba bahambisa abanye babo emazweni angomakhelwane.
Khona lokhu siyakuzama sisebenzelana namanye ama-agents aphandle kwelizwe ukuthi sihambise abanye abafana. Currently sihambise abanye abayi-3 eBotswana and we are waiting another opportunity ngo January to come sabanye and abanye abadlala kithi kumzilikazi sesilama inquiry from local clubs ezikhomuntu ku Premier League lezinyo rates ku Premier League. So it's a project which is going on and on since we started it in 2017. Milo Richard Choruma now is late, but we are still pushing his vision.
Udaka uthi iqembu lemzilikazi nxa lingaphumelela ukuyadlala kusigaba saphezulu lizabe liza ludinga usekelo oluvela emphakathini ngoba indleko zingabakhama.
Our biggest challenge is now is sponsorship. Asilazi, but we have managed to pull through. But next year lapho siya khona ku Division 1, it will be very, very difficult for us to play because the budget will be 6 times to 10 times more than what we are paying now. So see, I tell even the community out there, abakwanisayo, bebuye bezosibukela, besilandele ku Facebook page ye James Liga Football Club, bekhangela ukuthi senza njani.
Uqhubekele phambili uDanga wathi bengenza izimanga nxa bengathola usekelo lwemali.
I think well sponsored, singakhipha abanye uPeter Ndlovu, uAdam Ndlovu, uMercedes Bando, uMzondiwa Mgatsa, uRichard Choruma Zemvumo, just to name a few old guys who used to play football at the highest level. Because our culture of football is in the boys. Afuna ukubulala isiko lethu lemzilikazi makhukhuba ngobenja papa.
Ngesikhathi esadlala uMayfield udlalele amaqembu abalisa ele Real Stars kanye lele Highlanders njalo ekuthatheni kwakhe umhlalaphansi ube yimanager yamaqembu abalisa ele Real Stars kanye lele Bantu Rovers. Ngimele Studio 7 ngobulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Siligqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje. Lilale lo ngikhipstwe umthembo sithembayo ngathi unalo kusasa.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7.
Kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.